This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It appears that California Governor Gavin Newsom won his recall election in a landslide with about 65% of the vote. Information still coming in on that, but he's got a message for California and the nation. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Newsom warns against efforts in his state and nationally to undermine democracy, including claims that this election was rigged.
Democracy is not a football. You don't throw it around.
Republicans had hoped frustrations over pandemic restrictions would drive voters away from Democrats. But as Larry Elder emerged as a GOP frontrunner, it changed the dynamic of the race, helping Newsom. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Republican Larry Elder indicates he may not be finished with the Democrats.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
More Americans signed up for health care during a special six-month period, says the White House. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden says an all-time high of 12.2 million people are now covered under the Affordable Care Act. And the Kaiser Family Foundation says that with most states expanding Medicaid for low-income adults, the two components cover about 27 million people. Biden announced that 2.8 million consumers took advantage of a special six-month period to sign up for private health insurance that was made more affordable under the COVID-19 relief law. Subsidies that kicked in April helped trim premiums by about $67 a month. Biden called on Congress to do more to lower health care costs. The next regular season sign-up at the healthcare.gov marketplace starts on November 1st.
COVID is sickening record numbers of children in Missouri. Six children under 18 have died from COVID. The state's also wrestling with a record number of positive test results for children. North Korea and South Korea test-launched missiles this morning. This is AP News. A woman wants to return to England after joining ISIS, but she's running into a roadblock. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has this story.
A British woman who ran away to Syria as a teenager to join the Islamic State group says she is deeply sorry and would like to return to Britain. Shamima Begum was 15 when she left to Syria with two other of her school friends in 2015. She has said she married an IS member from the Netherlands and had three children, all of whom have died. Begum has attempted to return to Britain, but the British government revoked her citizenship on national security grounds. She has fought unsuccessfully in the British courts to have her UK passport restored. She now says in an ITV interview that she has changed and is appealing to Boris Johnson to forgive her and let her come home. Karen Chamas, London.
Apple's unveiled the new iPhone. iPhone 13 prices start at $700 and go up to $1,100. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.